Hey guys, Nino here, also known as Idiot with Attitude. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, The Travel Secrets Show. Last time I was talking about my journey, how it all began. What happened after that?
Now I was again back in Germany. Kind of a boring life. I had not a job. I had nothing to do. I was traveling and had the time of my life. But what now? Is it now gone? Was it the first and last time I was traveling? Or kind of having this kind of travel, so really backpacking for about 7 to 8 months. Now I had the whole time one question in my head. The question was, man, I freaking love this song. So that was the question. Now that we found love, what are we gonna do? Same question was for me. Because I was now at home again, had no job, and was struggling around like, I need some money, because I want to go on traveling again. Everybody was telling me, hey, make some money online. Sounds easy, right? Oh man, it's so overwhelming. So many things to do. Dropshipping. Selling t-shirts, doing that. You know what, man, it's really, really hard because everybody on the whole earth got the chance to earn money online. So I was really thinking about what is my personal asset, what I'm able to do, what maybe not everyone can do. And I was like, okay, I know how to build websites, so maybe I can earn some money with that. And you know what? That was the first money I earned. I spent for about 3 days to build a homepage for a customer, and he paid me 600 to 700 euros. So I was like, what? That's easy money, man. That's easy money. Then I was really thinking about, hey, what else are you able to do? And I was like, okay, I started traveling. And with my beginning of the traveling, I started also with Instagram. So I'm getting a real nerd into that because Instagram was so bombastic, to be honest. It was just a huge amount of people, and I was like, hey, how does that work? Hey, how does that work? And yeah, I figured out what is important, how many hashtags you use, which kind of hashtags to use, how do you create follow-up, how do you get likes, how do you get a bit of engagement. Yeah, and I was just kind of studying these things while I'm traveling, and while I was kind of a nerd in this, in getting more and more followers, a lot of people ask me after that, hey man, how did you do that? And I always try to explain. So you need to do that. So you need to do that. And you need to do that. And when you're posting, you need to do that. And that was the thing. I was like, in my head, this was this kind of aha moment where I was like, okay. So many people ask me always, hey, how do you get so many followers? How do you get so much likes? How do you get this? And I was thinking like, man, I don't want to answer these questions every single time. So I was like, let's create a course. But you know what? I didn't create the course. In my mind, it was like, man, but who gonna pay me for that? I don't want to charge people for that. And it's so much time to do this kind of project and to, don't know, just spend for about 40 to 50 hours to create this course to give it then free away. I was like, okay, maybe I'm doing something else. So the next thing I started was like, let's do a YouTube channel. Everyone is saying like, YouTube is so easy and so easy to get some money from that. You know what? That's not true. There are also a lot of stuff that you need to know just to be successful. So I became a nerd in that. I bought courses for about 400 bucks just to learn how it really works. So I was doing this kind of courses where you can see search engine optimizing, how a lot of people can see you, how you're getting more views, maybe creating some groups where you can push yourself. And yeah, that's what I made for 2 months. And you know what? I learned a lot. But at the end, it was again like, I don't know if that's the good way to go. I need to do something else. So my next plan was, let's go to Australia. Sounds stupid, right? Yeah, but everyone told me like it's really easy to earn their money and just go to Australia, work there, and maybe you can create your courses and do the next step, and maybe somebody will buy it. So the decision was made, and 3 months later, I started to travel in Australia. That's now for about 1 month ago. And you know what? I'm so stupid. I'm in Western Australia in the winter time. There are no jobs and nothing. So what are you gonna do now? So I was thinking again. What are you able right now to do? I can build websites next to it, but I want to create something that helps people. So now, Nino, what are you able to do? You know how to use Instagram, how to grow followers, get more likes. And that's very important, and not really important, but interesting for other people. You know how to build websites where you can just build a website and earn money from that. And the last thing you know,
how to beat the algorithm of YouTube. What kind of titles you need to use just to get more views or get more attention of other people. So I was like, can I create a course which includes all of them? Because that would be really nice. When you see the whole travel blogger and other kind of blogger, even if they're a fitness blogger, they're always using the same things. They're having a homepage, they're having an Instagram site with a lot of followers, and they're having a YouTube account. So I was like, hey man, maybe that can help people. So that's what I did. I just created a course, kind of a bundle. So you can have a website building course, you're having an Instagram account course.
And the last course was the YouTube course, just to show how you can do that and that, how you can get more views with special titles that you take, how you're gonna choose them. And yeah, how just to get more reach that everybody is hearing your voice. Not really voice, but just your message that you want to share with YouTube. And you know what? I created the courses and already 6 people bought it. I am really proud of that. I also asked the people, hey, what do you say about it? Did it help you? And they were like, yeah, it's awesome. Now I can build websites and it looks like I'm a professional. But it was really easy to learn. It didn't take for about 4 or 5 hours. And now I can create websites. Also, the other one that I asked told me that, yeah, I already gained in 4 days 50 followers. And I was like, that's great. And yeah, the other ones didn't write me till now. But I hope to get also the same kind of informations from them. And I'm happy that I did build that cool kind of courses to help people. So that's the story till now. Next time we will talk about Southeast Asia and what you have to visit over there. So stay awesome. We will hear us. See ya.